Michelle, how you doing? Good to see you again. Yeah.
Okay, colleagues, thank you for being here this morning. We're going to go ahead and get the special call meeting started. If council members could take their seat. Madam Clerk, if you could come and do the roll call, we're going to officially call this special meeting to order. Madam Clerk.
Council President Mitchell.
Here.
Council Member Smith.
Here.
Hall. Young, Winslow, Archibong, Juan, Shook, Adrian,
here.
Moore,
here.
Martin, Bottoms,
here.
Shepherd,
here.
Bond,
here.
Norwood,
here.
Dickens, quorum present.
All right, thank you very much. We will assume a moment of silence as our invocation this morning, so let's all assume the posture of meditation for a moment of silence. Thank you. Council members, if you could stand, and those who are here, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, let's move to the communication.
To all members of council, from Caesar C. Mitchell, City Council President, please accept this communication as official notice of a special called meeting for Wednesday, May 11th, 2016 at 10 a.m. I'm asking all members of council to convene in the council chamber to consider the following. A resolution by council member Alex Juan. A resolution supplementing that bond financing ordinance 16-0-1105 adopted by the city council of the City of Atlanta, Georgia on March 21, 2016 and approved by the Mayor on March 21, 2016 to, among other things, provide for the issuance and sale by the City of its tax allocation refunding bonds, Eastside Project Series 2016, in an amount not to exceed $38 million, within certain parameters established by the city, including the original aggregate principal amount, interest rates, maturity dates, and maximum aggregate annual debt service with respect thereto. Approve and confirm certain actions of the City Council and certain officers and agents of the City with respect to the issuance and sale of the Series 2016 bonds to provide for the payment in full of certain outstanding tax allocation bonds previously issued to pay redevelopment costs associated with the projects within the Eastside Tax Allocation District to authorize paying expenses incident to accomplishing the foregoing, to authorize the execution of a second supplemental indenture of trust, to approve the form of the bond purchase agreement, and to authorize the execution thereof, and approving the use and distribution of a preliminary official statement and final official statement, and for other purposes. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me directly. Thank you.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to accept and file this communication. All right, there's a motion and a proper second. Any discussion on that motion? There being none, Madam Clerk.
The vote is open. Please vote. Has everyone voted? The vote is closed. 12 yeas, 0 nays.
12 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. This communication is accepted and filed. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda. All right, there's a motion to adopt the agenda and a proper second. Any discussion on that motion? There being none, Madam Clerk, let's take the vote.
One moment. The vote is open on the motion to adopt the agenda. Would everyone please vote? Mr. President.
All right. Please show Mr. Young as being here and allowing him to vote on the motion to adopt the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Yes. I will vote in the affirmative.
The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. The agenda is adopted. We'll move to the legislation for consideration. As communicated earlier, Mr. Wan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, we have one item, 16R3519, a resolution by Councilmember Alex Wan, and we do have a substitute. I'm going to read in the caption and then make a motion to bring forward the substitute.
Okay.
It's as substitute by the City Council on May 11, 2016, a resolution supplementing that bond financing ordinance 16-0-1105 adopted by the City Council of the City of Atlanta, Georgia on March 21, 2016 and approved by the Mayor on March 21, 2016 to, among other things, provide for the issuance and sale by the City of its tax allocation refunding bonds, Eastside Project, Series 2016, in an amount not to exceed $38 million, the Series 2016 bonds, within certain parameters established by the City, including the original aggregate principal amount, interest rates, maturity dates, and maximum aggregate annual debt service with respect thereto, approve and confirm certain actions of the City Council and certain officers and agents of the city with respect to the issuance and sale of the Series 2016 bonds, to provide for the payment in full of certain outstanding tax allocation bonds previously issued to pay redevelopment costs associated with the projects within the Eastside Tax Allocation District, to authorize paying expenses incident to accomplishing the foregoing, to authorize the execution of a second supplemental indenture of trust, to approve the form of the bond purchase agreement, and to authorize the execution thereof, and ratifying and approving the use and distribution of a preliminary official statement and final official statement, and for other purposes. Mr. President, I move that we bring the substitute forward.
All right, there's a motion and a proper second for Mr. Shook to bring forth the substitute. Any discussion on that motion? There being none, Madam Clerk, let's take the vote.
The vote is open. Please vote. The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. The substitute is now before us. Mr. Wan.
Mr. President, I now turn this over to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Beard, and his team, who will walk us through the transaction.
Thank you, sir. Yesterday, we successfully priced the transaction. As you know, over the last year or so, the finance team has worked diligently to basically re-amortize the capital stack for lower interest rates and debt service savings across the board. We've got a relatively short presentation to run you through to let you know about the transaction. I'll tell you some of the highlights of the transaction. On slide two, we'll talk about where we what we ended up doing. We ended up starting the day and building a book of business. That is in which the bondholder, I mean the buyers, basically put forward their indications of interest. The interest was very strong in this transaction. Some of the maturities in the transaction were up to 10 times oversubscribed throughout the life of the bond. That oversubscription allowed us to reprice the bonds. That would be to lower the interest rate. In our world, interest rates is what we used to determine cost. So at the short end of the yield curve, we were able to lower the interest rates roughly six basis points, at the long end out to roughly 15 basis points. So that brought the transaction in a little bit lower than where we expected as far as cost of capital. On slide three, we talk about some of the statistics, the par amount, premium that we received. There was also some refunded bond accrued interest that was available to as a source of funds, and there was an existing debt service reserve fund. All of that added up to a total sources of $40.8 million. In the uses, there was an escrow fund put in place to escrow the old bonds to maturity, a new debt service reserve fund, cost of issuance, and underwriter's discount. Once again, the sources and uses balanced to $40.8 million. Slide four, we talked about some of the statistics, but what I wanted to point you to are the last three boxes in that line, the ones in green. Present value savings, $7.6 million on a relatively small transaction. That's a 21% savings. That's one of the highest levels of PV savings we've been able to accomplish. It was accomplished because of our creditworthiness in the market and the strong underwriting team that we put in place to do this deal. So the average annual debt service is roughly $700,000. So what that means is over the course of the life of this bond, every year there's an extra $700,000 that can go to other projects within the TAD. We laid out the cash flow savings for you on slide five. It just details the old debt service versus the new debt service. On six, the payment schedule showing you that the debt service is level at $3 million a year and breaking down the principal and interest payments over the life of the bond out to 2030. Slide seven is the team. So as always, we like to introduce our team. There may be some members of the team in the audience. The co-bond counsel, QTAC Rock and Newell Sparks. Co-disclosure counsel, Greenberg Troick and Riddle Schwartz. Our FA, who I know is in the audience, First Southwest and Grant & Associates. Underwriters Council was D. Seaton & Associates. Our senior underwriter was Stiefel. And Pam Holton's in the audience from Stiefel. The co-managers on the deal were Security Capital and Rice Financial Products. Those are both minority broker-dealers. One is local and one is a national minority-owned firm. The total minority participation in the deal was 30%. The minority participants did actively engage in the transaction. With those basic statistics and the rest of the statistics outlined in the document, the CFO's office requests that this body move forward and approve the resolution and allow us to sign the BPA and award this transaction.
Mr. Beard, I just wanted to confirm that the maturity on this matches the original maturity of the TAD, correct?
Yes, sir. We didn't go out and extend the life of the TAD. We stayed within the parameters of the existing TAD documents.
Thank you. And I'll move that we approve on substitute.
There's a motion and proper second to adopt on substitute. Mr. Martin? If you could speak into the microphone, Mr. Martin.
Turn paper with this. Isn't it turn paper with this? Turn.
All of the documents, the rest of the documents are outlined in the resolution itself. I'm not sure what you're requesting as far as a term sheet.
Out. interest.
Oh, so you're asking? I outlined that the interest cost, the true interest cost on the skip that line. The true interest cost on this transaction was 2.3947%. The all-in interest cost was 2.5278%, sir. That was outlined on slide 4 of the presentation.
All right. We need to do a quick technical motion to go into the Committee of the Whole, since this item is technically before and embedded in the Finance Executive Committee. Mr. Wan?
Oh, yes, I put forward a motion to go into the Committee of the Whole.
Motion and proper second to enter the Committee of the Whole. Any discussion on that motion? Madam Clerk.
The vote is open. Please vote. The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. We are now in the Committee of the Whole, and I guess we'll need to entertain, if there are no further questions, a motion.
Oh, Mr. President, we need to bring the substitute forward in Committee of the Whole. So okay. I move that we bring the substitute forward.
All right, there's a motion and proper second to bring forth a substitute here in the Committee of the Whole. Madam Clerk, if there's no unreadiness, let's take the vote.
The vote is open. Please vote. Would everyone please vote? The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. The substitute is now before us.
And now I put forward a motion to approve on substitute.
All right, the motion is to approve on substitute. Is there a second? There's a second from Mr. Martin. Any discussion on the motion to approve here in the Committee of the Whole? There being none, Madam Clerk, let's take the vote.
One moment. The vote is open. Please vote. Would everyone please vote? The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. This item is approved on substitute. Mr. Wan?
I move that we exit Committee of the Whole.
You want to ask now? Okay. All right. There's a motion to exit the Committee of the Whole. The second from Mr. Shook. Any discussion on that motion? There being none, Madam Clerk.
The vote is open. Please vote. The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. We're now back in our regular session. Mr. Wan?
Okay, now the motion is to adopt on substitute.
Okay, now we have a motion to adopt on substitute. We have a second from Mr. Shook. Any discussion on that motion? Ms. Adrian.
Mr. Beard, remind me, do we need the school and Fulton County? They're participants in this TAD, correct?
Yeah, all of the requisite approvals secure from the other parties to move forward in this transaction, ma'am.
Do we include those in these documents typically, or is that just a...
No, ma'am. We go through and check each box, and the lawyers take care of that. It's not part of this.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. There being none, the motion before us is to adopt on substitute. Madam Clerk.
The vote is open. Please vote. The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. This item is adopted.
Mr. Chair, the Finance Department would like to request that this item move post-haste to the Mayor's office.
Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll put forward that motion.
Okay. There's a motion from Mr. Martin, seconded by Mr. Shook, that we move this item post-haste to the Mayor's office for signature. There is no unreadiness on that motion. Madam Clerk, let's take the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote. The vote is closed. 13 yeas, 0 nays.
13 yeas, 0 nays. The motion carries. This item will be sent post-haste to the mayor's office. Mr. Beard.
I'd like to thank council for gathering on short notice to move forward. We've tried to restrict these requests for special call meetings to days when there are committee days. There are a few other deals, transactions that we're going to try to put forward in the next quarter or so. We'll try to give as much advance notice to the council and the council president and various staff members, but we appreciate the swift movement of this item.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. President, I'd like to offer my congratulations and thanks to the finance, to Mr. Beard and his team and everybody who worked on this. They've been very deliberately and thoughtfully working through our debt portfolio to refinance where possible to lower the city's borrowing costs and then provide additional resources for further reinvestment. So congratulations and thank you, Mr. Beard.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wan. Are there any remarks or any announcements before we entertain a motion to adjourn? All right, I'll entertain a motion. All right, we have a motion to adjourn. Madam Clerk.
Council President Mitchell.
Here.
Council Members Smith, Hall, Young, Winslow, Archibong, Wan, Shook, Adrian, Moore, Martin, Bottoms, Shepherd, Bond, Norwood, Dickens. Thank you very much.
Hey, we're adjourned.
Sorry. 154-11, Division 3, Sections 154-276 and 154-277 for the time period beginning July 1, 2017.